So I have no idea if that gets picked up, but you can hear the birds in the background, and you might hear some pop, pop, pop in the distance. I'm gonna stick this in my pocket. And maybe narrate a little bit. Get that. Pops down there, that's hunting. Got nothing against hunting. I'm on my bicycle now. You'll hear some rattling. You can hear the swans in the distance, or at least I can. January 26, 2011, and I'm riding up north of Moffett on the Bay Trail. We'll see just how good this recorder is, eh? The birds scatter away from me as I approach. But yeah, they do hunting over the winter. Today there's a whole bunch of cars parked up by the gate. Fortunately, they didn't block my path, so I was very conscientious of them. And before I saw the cars, I heard the pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop, pop. Kind of sounded like maybe a pile driver in the distance. But I said, no, no, I bet that's hunting. Because most of the time it's quiet, and there's just a few pops, pop, pop, pop. Actually more of a pop, pop, pop. There's a guy gonna pass me, but so I took some pictures, as you can see the hunting blinds, and they're just right out there in the water. Picturesque scene. I should probably watch the trail because it's got pop holes. That might be a good picture there. Just gonna stop right quick. Grab the camera. Bicyclist just passed me. He probably thinks I'm crazy. I have no idea if this even picks up, but it's be the kind of thing that if one had a telephoto lens, it would be useful. I'm gonna backtrack just a little bit. I can hear an actual pile driver in the distance at this point. Here comes another bike. Howdy. Another bicyclist. It's like I didn't pass anybody on the trail today. And as soon as I start talking to myself, there goes a couple of people. Heard some pops there, right? So, I'll scoot back just a teeny bit more. That should make a decent picture. I gotta stumble down to the shoreline a little bit though. Alright, this will work. That just barely makes it. Another bicycle. I'll leave the camera in my basket, actually. How's that? And here we go again. Be a good picture there too. Yeah, that'll work. I'm lucky I can get some birds in the foreground. One of these might come out all right. I kind of like that one. But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of ducks out here. They don't seem too horribly disturbed. They're just going about their business. And I can't see the hunters. I can only hear them in the distance. And given the distances we have out here, just some pop, pop, pop in the background. I don't think the ducks think it's anything unusual either, unless they're the ones getting popped. All right. You come around the bend, and in the distance you see these, in the morning sun at least, you see these glints of light zipping back and forth. Trail, and those glints of light are cars running back and forth down 237. It's kind of like you come around the bend and you see the cockroaches scurrying. They want to get away before I get over there. I know that's not the case. I kind of feel the same dread as if they were cockroaches though. I just assumed they weren't there. Well, people gotta do what people gotta do. I'm gonna come up here towards these what look like brand new, completely unoccupied offices. Then the trail hooks right. Then it's up with another trail that runs along 237. And for the most part, it's not too bad. There's one brief stretch on my commute where I'm riding, basically I'm right up next to 237, separated only by a low concrete wall, but it's short. It beats some other routes where I'm closer to 237 a long way, and so it's not so bad for vehicle traffic, but then I'm, you know, inhaling while I'm trying to bicycle all these cars driving by. Anyway, just thought I'd share. So here we are, I'm approaching 237, and maybe if this microphone's any good, you can hear the kind of sounds like a river in the distance. Gets a little bit louder. You probably mostly hear my bicycle rattle. I just moved to asphalt off of gravel. It's kind of nice. You hear the highway. It's kind of like static. Probably more you hear the wind, I bet, hitting the microphone. There's not much to hear about T-37, just whoosh. Gonna ride along it for a little bit. This is the part, very briefly, where I ride up next to 237. Loud, huh? I appreciate at least that there's a little concrete wall. One of these 1 or 2 ton missiles. One of those goes astray and yeah, anyway. The noise drops pretty quickly. Riding on gravel again. Next to a river, almost to work, but it's away. Anyway, people just don't think about the danger of cars. They're very convenient. But yeah, they shoot down the highway at 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. And on the radio every day, there's the traffic report. Oh, accident here, accident there. Oftentimes it's fatality, somebody died, ambulance is on the scene. And the point of the news is to know where these accidents are, because that means that people have to drive more slowly around them. But it occurs to me now that maybe, just maybe, if we were driving more slowly in the first place. But I guess that sounds like curing the disease by killing the patient. Except in this case, the disease, well, the perceived disease is traffic slowdowns, but the real threat is people getting killed. Built cars more safer, but I don't know. We just didn't have to be in a hurry so all the time. Pull up to a nice road. Set the cruise control at 35 or 40 or something like that. Kick back. Relax. Steer the craft. Listen to some tunes. You'll get there. Thought.